Proclamation number 8011 of 4th of October, 1961. Address to vineyard workers. I am always with you with my blessing if you want to serve me. And again I tell you that your service consists of spreading the truth, for humanity lacks this. Their thinking is confused. They don't recognize anything and finally the actual purpose of earthly life. People don't know much even though they belong to ecclesiastical organizations, for even the teachers are without much knowledge. They have only taken on spiritual knowledge which was passed on to them as tradition and mostly didn't think about whether this spiritual knowledge also corresponds to the truth. And as soon as it deviates from the truth, people also deviate from me myself. For I am the truth, the one. Their knowledge of their God and Creator is inadequate and mostly just dead knowledge. There is no conviction in them. They just don't dare openly contradict it because they don't want to be considered ungodly. Occasionally they may think about the power which also created them. But they don't seriously request to be instructed about it and therefore can only rarely be taught. And even more often people are completely without faith because they allegedly lack the evidence for a powerful deity which is love and wisdom in itself. But if they are to attain a true faith, then the truth is to be presented to them, for error leads them even further away from me. Therefore it is urgently necessary that the pure truth is conveyed to them, although they can also reject it if their will is too weak or still opposed to me. And people also have to be approached differently. They have to be given that spiritual knowledge they are open to. And I alone know this. I know all souls. I know their will, their state of maturity in the paths which lead to them. I now direct the pure truth down to earth. I pour out my spirit into an open vessel. I address people through a suitable instrument which serves me as a mouthpiece, which receives my address and now has an extensive spiritual material which my fatherly love wants to turn to people in order to bring them the truth. And this requires diligent vineyard work for me. The seed shall be scattered in uncultivated land. A delicious seed shall be supplied to human hearts. My word shall be carried everywhere, and I will bless everyone who makes himself available to me as my servant for this work, who carries my word out into the world, who proclaims the gospel as my disciple in the last days, which is offered to him in purest form by me myself from above. The truth must find its way into people's hearts so that the few who are of good will infelt an inner resistance towards spiritual knowledge which did not originate from me will still find their way to me. So that the few can believe who want to believe, who let their heart and intellect become active and only believe they can accept what the intellect can also affirm if the heart feels addressed at the same time. The intellect alone will never get behind the truth. But I address the heart because I know it and will offer everyone what he needs in order to now also recognize me myself. And thus you, my faithful servants, will always be led to those who are willing to open their hearts to the truth. You will be inwardly driven to proclaim my gospel, and this inward urging you shall yield to. You should let yourselves be guided and only ever be willing to be active in my will. For people can still be won through the pure truth. The pure truth awakens and enlivens human hearts. Then I can address each one myself, and I truly know what kind of food each individual needs and also distribute this food through you. And therefore do not think, my servants on earth, that you are doing vain work. Just make your prayers entirely your own. Let yourselves be guided and speak when you feel the urge to do so. And know that you will not walk in vain as long as you entrust yourselves to me, as long as you are willing to serve me. For I need your services, because as a human being you find access to those whom I cannot address directly but who also require the strength of my word if the word is to take effect on them. The pure truth must be spread, for only I myself can offer it to you. And therefore you should value my word as the highest gift of grace and carry it out into the world. You shall work on earth as my last disciples who only ever fulfill my mission and are tirelessly active in my vineyard. Amen.